What up, everybody? It's 101.1 FM WBRU 360. It's the Black Experience. It's your girl, Christina Sev, and I am here doing a Spark Up studio recording, and I'm with the lovely Tony T. So today we'll be talking all about her EP that's coming out.
Ooh, wow. Not you just saying that out loud.
It's real. It's happening. So this is a pre-recorded interview, but we are live on the radio, so feel free to post if you're listening. Feel free to tag Tony T, look her up, and do all that jazz. How you feeling today?
I feel good. Today's a busy day. The sun is shining. You know,
it's hot out there.
What? Very hot. A reflection of all that's happening and coming. Mm-hmm. Hot stuff.
And you have an EP coming out, which is why you're here today to talk a little bit about that. Yes. How do you feel now that it's coming? I mean, it's what, like a week now?
Yes. Or
a week and a half-ish?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. August 2nd is the release date. And I don't know. I feel a relief. Mm. I'm not going to lie.
I like that.
Talking about a release, I feel a relief. Because it's something that I've been, you know, because then I wouldn't be a writer, a songwriter at that. And so I think what's really interesting is just seeing how people respond to it, because it's not like my previous single, Because of You.
Right.
Even though it's not too far, because it's still R&B. It's still giving soul. It's still giving something within that space. But I just feel like it was an experiment for me.
Right.
And it really truly does come from me challenging myself. So if anything, I was surprised by what I released. You know what I'm saying? By what came out. And
okay. That's a flex.
Listen. I'm just excited to see how people receive what I also surprised myself with. Mm. To see if they're as equally surprised or not. Okay. Either way, I just want the honest feedback.
I love it. I'm here for it. I heard it. I was at the listening party. I was fortunate enough to hear it along with some other people, and it was received really well. Sometimes I'd be like, too. When I'm supporting somebody, I'm like, am I biased? Is it just me? So right. When other people hear it and like it, I'm like, yes. Okay, good. It's right, not just right. me.
I'm not tripping. I'm not bugging.
Right. But let's go back to the beginning before we go on break and tell people who you are, where you're from.
Right, because you probably don't know, but my name is Tony T. I'm from Pawtucket, aka The Bucket, you know, in Rhode Island. You got to rep your city. I feel like people don't do that. They rep the most popular one. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Is that shade?
Not at all.
For those of us that say PBD?
Nah, because if you're from PBD, great. But if you're not, what is you doing?
You don't think PBD just means, like, you know, Rhode Island?
You know, I think it can, you know? And I feel like because it's like the creative capital, why not?
Yeah.
But like, I won't. Okay. Mainly because I'm not from there. So if somebody said, oh, so you're from Providence, what's your favorite food? Of course I have a favorite food spot, but I'm not from there. And if somebody's asking me for directions, right. That's a whole nother story.
You're not going to be the tour guide.
That's going to be embarrassing. As Tony T, as an artist, get it, like, that's crazy. Yeah. So Pawtucket all day. But with that said, I'm from Pawtucket, born and raised, and it's been a blast being an artist and coming into my artistry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I decided to release my first single in 2022, titled Because of You.
Banger.
Thank you. So if you haven't heard it yet, please listen to that, stream that, buy that, watch the music video, because money was put on that. You feel me? So might as well run it up on YouTube.
Exactly.
But either way, it just was, it was nice. I want to say nice, but I feel like that doesn't even detail exactly how it felt to finally release music into the world that I can call my own.
Right.
I may have not produced the beat, but I wrote the lyrics. I felt the feelings, and I shared them with the world, which is something that I don't typically do.
Right.
But I do it all the time in my room, whether it's I'm writing in a notebook or I'm recording it on a voice note in the car because something just came to mind, or I'm intentionally putting on a YouTube beat, you know, from one of these producers and freestyling just to express myself.
Right.
And so to release that to the public and for it to be received in the way that it was. And aside from it being received, just doing something that I genuinely love.
Yeah.
Like, means the world.
And you're good at it too. It's not like, I mean, this is no shade. I'm not thinking of anybody specifically, but like, some people will try things, but it's not good, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, so if it's not being received well, you got to kind of go back to the drawing board.
Right. And I think that's really important, because if I'm not lying, the reason why it took so long for me to release something publicly was the fact that I just didn't want to come off as, you know, the artist or the people that go on American Idol
and get booed.
What? That was not going to be me.
We're going to talk about rejection when we come back. Phases EP coming out August 2nd. I'm here with Tony T, 101.1 FM WBRU 360. Keep it locked. We are back with Tony T, who has an EP coming out August 2nd called Phases. Mm-hmm. But before we get into the more into the project, I want to ask you what you were doing before you landed in music. Because I feel like it correlates a little bit.
Oh, for sure. I studied broadcasting in college for my undergrad. And I graduated in a degree with of broadcasting. Mm. And so after that, I ended up working at a radio station for a year and a half and was a radio host. And I went in there ready to do whatever. I was like, hey, please, anything. And I did exactly that. They asked me to run the weather. I did it. They asked me to write up the script, did that, edit this, do that. Wow. I did it all behind the scenes. And crazy enough, the guy who was leaving for the midday show, which I ended up taking over, from day one, he was already gonna give, you know, the baton to me. Mm. He was gonna pass it along from the day he met me. So it was just crazy to see that come to life and to get a job within the field that I actually studied in, because we know how difficult that is.
Yes.
So I did that and thoroughly enjoyed myself. Like, it was a local radio station. Pay was, you know,
minimal.
Doing what you could do with what you got. But it was, I realized, oh, this is what it feels like to do what you love and get paid. Mm. And I'm not even in it for the pay. I just want to be in it.
Right.
So it was great to do that and for it to also highlight artists, highlight musicians, and just overall creatives, and getting to talk to them about their process, which further inspired me to like release later on.
You were listening to them talking. You were like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Like, I know I'm playing myself. Not to say that I'm not good at communication, you know what I'm saying, and getting my point across, but also, you know, talking to people and engaging. I love engaging with people because I genuinely love people.
Yeah.
And so in doing that, it made the job easy, but having them be artists made it fun. Mm-hmm. And so being able to talk about a mutual love for something, it just topped it off. And so, I did that for a year and a half. And then after that, the struggle was real because I ended up working in an office, you know what I'm saying? And just
got to do what you got to do.
Doing the 9-to-5, doing what I had to do, the grind. But I found myself always creating something.
Right.
Whether I was still writing in my room, I ended up buying a mixer and was like, if no one's going to create a beat for me, I'll do it myself.
Did you fail miserably or was it good?
You know, I failed. I also get frustrated because I find myself to be a perfectionist. Mm. And so because I wasn't getting it quickly, I was frustrated.
Yeah.
So I created my two beats.
What's your sign? Just for funsies.
A Libra.
I don't know what that means. People say it means balance, but like Virgo, they say Virgos are perfectionists. I don't know if that means anything, but continue, I guess.
You know, but it was me trying to find the balance of like, okay, I'm supposed to get this money, but how can I also enjoy my life doing what I love?
Right.
And that struggle was real because I found that even though I was singing in church every Sunday as a worship leader, and, you know, I just found that to be different than what it is I felt like I was called to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like all of it was a calling, but in its time.
Right.
And so I feel like now's the time for me to release the songs that have been on my heart as opposed to what's been on everybody else's.
How does it feel, though, to, because you say you sang in the church, to do secular music technically, even though your music isn't, it doesn't have profanity in it.
No.
And it's not like, I wouldn't say it's sexual. It's more about love. It's R&B.
Yeah.
It's soul.
Yeah.
But do you feel crazy like doing secular music? Maybe crazy is a strong word.
Yeah, but not anymore. Not anymore. I used to be very hesitant to like to share my music because I was like, oh my gosh, it is not about Jesus. Like directly. Right. You know what I'm saying? This is not for corporate worship. This is just whether it's a song to God from me, like, you know, a letter of love.
Right.
And then I thought about it and I was like, yo, if I'm saved and Christian, then like that just speaks for itself. I'm gonna live like that, right? But like, and everything else that I do will be like a representation, but obviously it's gonna look different or sound different. And so I feel like that's how I pretty much dealt with it. I'm also like, God didn't give me these words to write for no reason. And that, you know what I'm saying? Because there's times where I've literally sat down in my room and felt so strongly about someone or something, about a situation, and I was like, I don't know anything else to do other than write a song. I can't journal.
It was laid on your heart.
It was literally, I have to write a song.
I love that.
And I'll play a beat or create it. A rhythm would come in my head or like how I would sing those words. And I would write a full song within less than 30 minutes.
Right. So it's
and I'm
not,
like, God, that's you.
Yeah. It's what? Not a coincidence. It's not by accident. Shout out to Crew Alexander, who was here last week for Soul Lounge. And when I said to him, yo, it's so crazy, the people come here to turn up. Like, we go to crib to turn up.
Yeah.
We're listening to secular music.
Yeah.
And I was like, little do they know they came for Jesus.
What?
Because he came up there and he was, you know, he's a spiritual rapper, a gospel rapper.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, we have to learn that we can be in this world but not of the world,
right?
So I really love that. And we're gonna come back to you when we get back. 101.1 FM WBRU 360. We are here with Tony T and we're gonna talk about Phases EP coming out August 2nd.
Yes.
WBRU 360. We are back with Tony T, a true bucket girl, would you say? Are you repping?
I am. What is there to rep? I don't know.
My goodness.
I just, you know, it's one of those things. You just gotta be proud of where you come from. Like,
now you're throwing shade at your own city.
What you mean?
I have like fake beef with Pawtucket. It's not real beef. It's fake beef.
So what's the issue?
My issue is that, where do you eat?
At home.
Oh,
like, what are you talking about?
House.
Exactly. Like, that's number one. Like, appreciate where you come from, starting from your home, your
right.
address. And
exactly.
So where else am I gonna go especially if I'm getting picked up and dropped off? I'm eating at home.
Okay.
You know?
Listen, we're gonna leave it right there.
Exactly.
And just get right into the EP. I will not be doing any more Pawtucket slander. Shout out to everybody from Pawtucket that's listening.
Shout out to the bucket. Yeah.
All for you. So you're dropping your EP August 2nd, Phases.
Yep.
And like you said, you are pouring out your heart into this music.
Yes.
Do you get nervous about that?
Oh my gosh, every day. I listen to it, I'm like, I'm gonna share this? Why would I do that? Because for the longest time, this is just a little transparency. For the longest time, I found it difficult to just express how I feel, and I still do today.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm better.
Like without music, you're saying?
Yeah, without music, right? And so music was that expression, so I could be as overt, as expressive as I need to be for music. But like talking, I was like, Lord, give me the words because I don't have them.
Right.
But when it comes to songwriting, it's a breeze.
Yeah.
I don't understand the difference, but I'm not here to ask questions. I'm just doing what
just
I do best.
Suit.
Exactly. So if this is what it is, that's what it's going to be. And so for the longest time, it was hard for me to do that. And so to release how I truly feel, and sometimes I'll be honest, a lot of the songs, I'm not writing based off my personal experience. I ain't never got cheated on.
Okay.
So, like, I'm writing because I heard something.
A true creative.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just, oh, thank you. That wasn't, like, a moment of, like,
No.
I know. No, thank you. But, yeah, like, I would write songs based off of an experience that a friend had or something I heard through the grapevine or whatever just inspires me in regards to the topic of love. Like, it's a wrap. Like, I'm ready to write about it.
You're writing about it. You were also featured recently on a very sensual song. Shout out to John Hope. Henny and the Dells Lemonade.
Uh-huh.
That's you on the hook.
That's me on the hook.
Some people are saying that it's a summer joint. Some people are saying that it's a song of the summer.
Either way, it's that song.
Listen, I was just surprised at listening to John Hope. When I was listening to John Hope, I was very super like, sir, what are you saying right now? Oh my
God. Have some decorum.
Have some decorum. But you're on the hook. And yesterday, I was mentioning you to a producer. Shout out to Eli. You know Eli? Elias?
No,
Eli
not yet.
On Instagram?
Not yet.
He usually DJs for Yellow Cup. He's good friends with Wale.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I'm trying to get back into producing. I'm like, oh, you should hit up Tony T, this artist, and she's R&B. And like, if you're trying to explore that, maybe you should work with her because she likes to collaborate.
Yeah.
And then I showed him your profile. Well, what I did was plug in the event. I sent him the event flyer, August 12th at Aloft.
Come on, listen,
live.
This is a blessing because I don't have to be in the room.
Right.
I don't have to be in the room.
And that speaks for your talent. Also your personality and character. Like, you're just a cool person. And we've been, you know, we've shared moments outside of music and media and things like that. So I mentioned him to you and he was like, wait, I know this song. I know this girl. She's on the new John Hope song. And I was like, yes.
I love that.
That is very...
Yeah, you know, and I'm a feature opposite on that, right? So let's
just a feature. Let's a not feature, get it twisted.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not as bold to express in greater detail.
Right, right, right.
But what a gift it is to be able to do that. Truly, I don't have it or encourage. I'm not there.
Right.
And if I'm honest too, that's just not a part of who I am. Like that's just not how I roll.
Just not a sensual person.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I could barely hug people for real. So what am I doing talking about other things? You know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy.
That's funny.
So all that to say is like, yeah, that was a feature and what a great opportunity it was to do that. And so yeah. I mean, and my part wasn't anything crazy.
No, it wasn't at all.
You feel me? So
well, you've been talking about a little Henny.
We gotta do all that. You know what I'm saying?
I asked that and I'm wondering because and we're running out of time, but like I'm thinking about the way Chloe got slandered, Chloe Bailey, when she was, you know, she's finding herself, finding her sexuality and being very open about
publicly,
it.
Right.
So I'm just always concerned, or not concerned about, more so curious about how artists feel sharing their intimate moments. Because there's a lot of, it's some, you're saying some things on that Phases EP.
I am, you know, and I'm saying things without saying them, if that makes sense.
Right, it's real subliminal. I like your style, kid.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta paraphrase a couple things. Give people a little hint, a little tease, and then keep listening to find out more.
Wow, exactly. And so keep listening right here, 101.1 FM WBRU 360. We are here with Tony T. We are back with Tony T. I'm going to ask you a couple questions off the top.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What artists influence you the most?
Artists that influences me the most. Wow. Frank Ocean. I know that he's fairly new because I found out about him in what, 2011?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
2011 on Dat Piff. Shout out to Dat Piff. Like, can what we please bring that back? Like, that's crazy that they shut it down.
I was about to say that. They just shut it down.
I was like, you know how you look at your phone and you're in shock when it's like, what is it? World breaking news?
Mm-hmm.
That was breaking news for me. You're like, because I was just on there last month looking for the EPs, you know, the mixtapes. And I was like, hold on. Why aren't they working?
The Lil Wayne mixtape era? Holy moly.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
Also goes to show you our age, because who would have thought we'd be talking about bring it back?
Right. Wow. It was that long ago.
Yeah. Anyways, Frank Ocean. I'm definitely inspired by him. Just in regards to how he approached music, it was so authentic. Like when I say in its rawest form, and I feel like at that time, artists were trying to be so perfect, or there was this level of perfection that everybody was hitting. It was like anybody that released something, it was for a check and specifically to pay their rent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is great because excellent. It produced excellence, right?
Right.
You work hard or whatever. And Frank was like, hey, so I got this friend, right? And he just started producing songs. So I'm gonna link up with him and I'm gonna just share what's on my heart and like use the gift that I have. I don't know what y'all think about it, but I also don't care. So here it is.
And it was gold.
Gold. And when I tell
Channel
you,
Channel Orange?
Stop playing with me.
Oh my god.
Favorite song on Channel Orange?
Pink Matter?
That's
is that what it's called?
Ding 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 ding.
There's the other one.
There's a cheetah on the loose. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, you know. Don't do that. No, but seriously, the best. And so I loved him for encouraging me because I felt like I was in my rawest form.
Right.
And that what I'm writing, will it fit? Does it make sense? And, you know, it does. But, like, with what everybody else is producing, will it fit? That's how I was thinking at the time. And then Frank dropping, I was like, it don't gotta fit.
I was just about to say,
it fit.
It sounds y'all like you're overthinking a lot as you're, like, when you produce and putting out music. Is that accurate? Are you an overthinker?
Very much so. Even with this EP, I was like, oh, there's so much more I can do. But what I've done is for that time.
Yes.
It like it needs to be preserved as what for what it is.
I love that.
In the same way that when Frank released his stuff, now we're looking, I'm researching on Dat Pimp. Where are these tracks? Now I gotta go to SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Where people got their own mixes.
Yes, they do.
And you have to dig for the one that you need.
The original.
For the original. And so all that to say is like, that's how, that's what I admire. And that's not to say that that's my goal, mm-hmm. but I recognize that, that's what resonates with me to, and makes me feel comfortable to release what I got in its purest form as it is. Okay. And so there's that. Frank Ocean, Brandy.
Oof. I can hear the Brandy influence. Runs. Not a lot of people can do runs like that.
You like know, you, I feel like you, I barely
you
run.
Hold a note and you also do runs. You know what it is? You say you barely. I think it's because you're smart in the amounts. Like there are some people that will sing and just give you runs all day. Like you're running for your.
They're doing a marathon.
Like slow down. Well,
can you relax? I'm trying to keep up. What are you even singing?
If you had to sing a song in front of an executive today to get you in the door, what song would you sing?
Oh my gosh! Why would you ask me that? I'm sorry. No, because. That's a lot of pressure, but necessary pleasure to be a pride.
Yes.
All that to say is I'm going to go with His Eyes on the Sparrow because worshiping the Lord is the most comfortable place for me. And in doing that, I'm able to give it all that I got.
Is that a song that has brought you to like a very emotional place?
Very much so.
Okay, that's good.
So and it also produces range. You'll see my heart. The Lord is going to fill this room.
You might as well close this out with a little clip.
Listen, I will. Like right now?
Like right now.
Oh.
You are live on the radio. Tony T, please.
Okay. Real quick. Why do I feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? And why does my heart feel lonely? And long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
I even hit the chorus, but we don't got time for all of that.
Ooh, that is so good. Every time. It blows me away every time. You are a true vocalist.
My heart is racing. Thank you.
When we get back, we're going to talk about Tony T's event coming up on August 12th to celebrate the release of Phases EP.
Yep. Yes.
We are back with Tony T as we close out the hour. You can catch this show, The Midday Spark Up, every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. With my guy, DJ Franchise. We are recording in studio, so if you don't hear Franchise's voice, this is why we are recording at the Spark Up studio. Mm-hmm. And you can find the reruns to this show on the Spark Up podcast channel. Anywhere that you find podcasts, you can find the Midday Spark Up on WBRU360. And I enjoyed your company. Thank you for coming through.
Of course.
I'm so excited to see everything roll out. I'm excited for people to come out to your event that's happening at A-Loft on August 12th. What can you tell us about it? I know Deb is hosting. Shout out to Deb.
Yes, Debbie B, the hostess with the mostest, and I mean that.
Yes.
And we got Marty Designs on the event styling.
Come on now.
Listen, I'm not playing.
That's good.
We got goodie bags.
It's going to be sexy and grown.
What? A little photo booth area. So shout out to Timeless.
Okay.
And who else we got?
Who's in the band?
Oh, we got Kendall on electric. We got Guy on bass. We got Tim on the drums. We got my sister Kumba as a BGV, background vocalist. And my homegirl Alexa.
I love that.
Yeah.
Also. Is that the same band you had for the Because of You?
Very much so. Same band for that and SOBs. Listen,
they sounded amazing.
That's the band.
Wow. How does that work? Are you going to care? Are they going to be your team?
Honestly, it's a gift from the Lord because... I was just gonna pull people together. And I had reached out to Kendall, who I used to do worship music with at church, because we went to the same church together. And so we were working in tandem and then parted ways. And so when I got the opportunity to work with Major Stage and play at SOBs in New York, I was like, hey, can you play piano for me? And he was like, yo, do you have a band? I was like, no. He was like, bet, I got you. Wow. So he gathered them. So shout out to Kendall. He gathered them up and they was like, bet, we in here.
That is a blessing.
Yeah.
And listen, I've been to Aloft. Shout out to Jess Mardy, J Mardy Designs. She had an event at Aloft and I'm beautiful. Like, this is nice.
Real nice.
I'm looking around like, I feel rich. Pinky's up.
Not for real. It and we feels good that in was there. Just the lobby.
And that was just the lobby. Then she had the outside the with patio. Dinner. You were there. That's right.
I was there.
It was beautiful. The weather was perfect. So I'm excited for it to be at this specific location. Also, there's people coming in and out. So it'll give people a chance to be like, okay, now who is that?
Listen, and if I'm honest, as much as there is a capacity, I don't think they're ready.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say. Well, I don't think they're ready. And I say that with confidence because I just do. Like, I can just feel it. There's too many people telling me how excited they are to be there. And I understand last minute things happen. Mm-hmm. People flake, whatever the case may be. But regardless. But
the energy is high.
We in
right
a hotel.
Now.
The energy is high.
Yeah.
The promotion is lit. The people that have already jumped on this opportunity to partner with me.
Love that.
I mean, they got people. My people talking to their people. And we're just going up.
Shout out to Dev, too, because Dev is the perfect person to host this. She also hosted Jess's event.
Yes.
And she used to do Oreo's events over at Revival. Mm. And she's done other stuff. We worked together years back.
Okay.
And the minute I saw her get on the microphone, it was like a switch. It's go time.
Yeah.
When we're like, okay, you ready to host? All right, let's do this.
Yeah. She don't play games.
And she really does the damn thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see the way she works this event.
Yeah.
And excited to see the band, the full EP live. I'm super excited.
And we just teasing some of my favorites off there.
Yes.
And I included the band to add their favorites too. Like, which ones do you like the best?
Fire.
I mean, they're very short songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, man. Ooh. I'm just too excited. Like, when it officially drops, I just want people to tell me what their favorite is and why.
Mm.
Like, just simply just why.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I want everybody to know that my favorite is open-ended. So when the EP comes out and you listen to open-ended, just know.
It's a wrap.
That is the... Are you doing that one live?
I am. How could I not?
I'm so excited.
How could I not?
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to hear that arrangement.
Oh.
Wow.
Pressure applied.
Pressure received. Yes.
Because it's coming. Listen, rehearsals have been hot.
Really?
They've been great.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And so
the chemistry, the vibe.
It's there.
Y'all are rocking.
It's just all there.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we will see you at Aloft August 12th. What time? Yeah,
6 p.m. Listen, show starts exactly at 7.
Yeah, come on time. Before we end, people,
like, stop playing.
Go to events on time because curators put their time and money into these events. And for when nobody's there and then our time is shortened to an hour and a half, it really sucks because we don't get to enjoy the full night. So come on time, Aloft. August 12th, 6 p.m.
Yes.
In downtown, in the middle of the city.
Listen.
Tony T will be performing her Phases EP that comes out August 2nd. And where can the people follow you?
Oh, you can follow me at This Is Tony T on everything, okay? This Is Tony T, and that's Tony with an I, not a Y.
Mm-hmm.
So make it happen. Turn up.
Tony T. Mm-hmm. See you at Aloft August 12th. And we'll be rocking out to your EP August 2nd, Phases. You heard it here first. Christina Sev, CRISTINASEV _ on Instagram. And you can listen to this show every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. The Midday Spark Up franchise. What up?